Rasulullah SAW, by all accounts, it was on this evening that he was born, 15 centuries ago. So we, keeping to that strictly, we are discussing his life, aspects of his life, how it pertains to us, how do we deal with that. And tonight we are going to look at trying to gain a better understanding and greater appreciation of what it means to be a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the days of all the previous Anbiya's, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the various congregations, their followers, the disciples of Nabi Isa, so to say, and the followers of Musa alayhi salam used to gather in a similar way to discuss their prophets and the teachings of their prophets. So we are continuing with the great sunnah of the previous Anbiya's to sit in such a way and gather here, in which we discuss aspects, the major heights that was attained by their respective prophets and the revelation that came to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their major teachings and so on. We are doing exactly the same. It is not only a sunnah of the Muslimin, it's a sunnah of all previous religions as well. Remember, all religions, all the major religions have a divine origin. The birth of all the previous religions has a divine origin from the Anbiya's and the Rasuls. Islam, however, differs from them in that it is the final religion of the final messenger of Allah. No religion is going to follow. The others, in their period, always discussed it that a messenger is coming. There is one to follow. Nabi Dawud alayhi salam in his time also told his people, look, there is one coming. And so it carried on throughout the previous generations. We, however, say he is Khatamun Nabiyyin. Therefore, we need to understand and explain in which context is he Khatamun Nabiyyin, the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean to a Muslim as far as his belief is concerned? That is what we are going to look at. So we commence now with this particular talk. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. All thanks and praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We express our absolute faith and conviction in the tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, we also send darud and salam, your choicest blessings, mercies, greetings upon the final messenger of Allah, Sayyidina wa Nabiyina, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our subject tonight that we are discussing is the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding him being the Khatimun Nabiyyin. We are discussing the finality of the prophethood of Sayyidina wa Nabiyina wa Mawlana Rasulullah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this talk is being delivered in this Masjidul Falah in Pelican Heights here in the Republic of South Africa in the month of Rabiul Awal of the year of the Hijrah 1430, equivalent to the year, to the month of March in the year 2009. By way of introduction, we look at this ayat of the Quran Majid, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadim min rijalikum, walakin Rasulullah wa khataman nabiyyin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran Majid, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any of the men among you, but he is the messenger of Allah, and he is the seal of the prophets, the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayat comes from Surah Ahzab, Surah number 33, verse number, ayat number 40. In this particular ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated the status and the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereby the Sahaba Ikram, Muslimin and the Mu'mineen of all time are informed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any one amongst his followers. but that he is the Rasul of Allah, and he is also wa khatamun nabiyyin, the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to his hadith, 124,000 messengers, prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to the entire mankind. He was the last one amongst them. This is what it meant, that he is the final and the seal, the khatam, the seal, the one who closes up and ends and finalizes the series of anbiyas and prophets that came unto mankind. The leader of the worlds. What is he? Sarware Kaunain, the leader of all the worlds. You know, nowadays they talk about parallel universes. They talk about many worlds. They are discovering new planets, new regions, new areas of the world undiscovered before. Imagine, after millions of years, we are still discovering new planets, new stars are being discovered, names are being given. Where does it end and when will it end? When this kind of discovery is going on, many things on the night of Miraj that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about were only discovered now in the 20th century. Many more discoveries are going to be made. This world of ours, this universe of ours is so extensive that no human being, not even the scientists, can correctly estimate what is in this universe. And we are already talking of parallel universes. In other words, there are many other universes besides this one that lie parallel to our universe. Whatever it be, whichever way you look at it, what lies in all these dimensions and these universes, we don't know. Man is puny, man is weak, man's mind is limited. And it is only when we try and accept this particular thing that man does not know all. In fact, man knows very, very little. I emphasize very, very little. Man has a lot more to learn. So tonight we look at that aspect, which some of us have heard, and maybe some of us have not even heard before, from the words of the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the ahadith sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does it mean that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamun Nabiyyin? We commence by saying that he is the Sarware Kaunain, in other words, the leaders of all these universes, all these parallel universes, all these worlds, everything that exists in our cosmos, in our universe. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the leader of all these worlds. The pride of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, the father of mankind, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, expressed this. The pride is Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we say Fakhr Adam, that is how we express that. We also say he is Sayyidul Insi wal Jan. That is to say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the leader, he is the chief of the whole of jinn kind and mankind. All of them he leads. The jinns are many, many times more than mankind. Who is the leader, the prophet, the messenger of Allah unto jinn kind? Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we say he is Sayyidul Insi wal Jan. He is the prophet unto the entire jinn kind and the whole of mankind. We say he is Sayyidul Anbiya. That is to say, all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is their leader, accepted, recognized, and appointed as such by the divine command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the chief, the Sayyid of all the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a distinction, a great, lofty, precious, noble status of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we say he is Sayyidul Anbiya. He is also Shafi'ul Muznebin. That is to say, he is the one who will intercede on behalf of all the sinners, of all mankind, on the day of judgment. So we call him Shafi'ul Shafa'at, intercessor, Shafi'ul Muznebin. On the day of intercession, he will plead on behalf of all of mankind, the Muslims in particular, his ummah, for their forgiveness, for their salvation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which Nabi, which Rasul out of 124,000? Sayyidina wa Nabina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the only one. He will be called onto Maqam-e Mahmood, and by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given permission. And the whole of mankind will be watching the scenario on the Day of Judgment, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a raised platform will be requested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to intercede on behalf of all those he must intercede on behalf of. So that is why we say he is Shafi'ul Muslimin. He is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. What's the word? Alameen. All the worlds. He is a mercy. You will say, no, he is a human being, so he came only to mankind. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not a messenger only and strictly to mankind. In the sense of humanity, yes, but he is a messenger unto the whole of mankind and all the rest of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Later I will expound more on that. So he is a mercy. Due to his coming, mercy came upon all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus he is rahmatul lil alameen. And then we say, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa azwajihi wa zuriyatihi ajma'in wa ashabihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. So in this particular way we understand the completeness of the messengership of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus he is the leader of the worlds, the pride of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, the leader of mankind and jinnkind, the chief of all the prophets, the seeker of salvation for the sinful on the day of judgment. He is a mercy unto the world. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon his progeny, upon his wives, upon his companions. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also our leader, our guide, our intercessor on the day of Qiyamah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him. And in commencement we say, may we all receive the salvation and intercession of Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day when we need it so desperately. Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most blessed, he was the greatest, the most favored and the most eminent and the noblest among all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His position as the chief and the imam, the leader of all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the most outstanding, the most distinguished and the most uninterrupted position in the whole of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word Khatamun Nabiyyin in the above verse that I recited earlier, this word Khatamun Nabiyyin in the above verse also clearly distinguishes Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final and the concluding messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the chain and the series concluding messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the chain and series of prophets that came to mankind to deliver and pass on the divine word, the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unto mankind. He also came to deliver the beliefs, correct beliefs, true teachings and practices. All the Anbiya's came with this task, to deliver the true beliefs, teachings and practices revealed to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to convey to their respective nations, tribes and peoples. This process of the continuity of prophets was concluded, ended, terminated with the advent of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came at the end of the line, and no other prophet, no other Rasul, no other Nabi would succeed him as a prophet. That is what finality, Khatimun Nabiyyin, means. A chapter that came to its conclusion and finality with his appearance and him being the final and last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word khatam, conclusion, in the above ayat also indicates that the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final and concluding messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pertains to prophethood having attained its highest and most elevated rank and stage. And no stage higher than that can be ever reached, can be ever achieved. At the conclusion, when we say he is Khatamun Nabiyyin, as is in this ayat of the Quran Majid, what it means to us is that as the Khatamun Nabiyyin, the final messenger of Allah, no Nabi and no Rasul, no human being can appear of higher rank and higher status than him, because when he ended the chain of prophethood, he came out right on top, in other words, as the most distinguished, the most blessed and the most honorable in the entire series of prophethood that came to an end with him. This through the power and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The loftiest, most noble, distinguished and honorable status in prophethood among all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was granted to Sayyidina wa Nabiyina, was blessed to Sayyidina wa Nabiyina, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We understand by Khatamun Nabiyyin also that there is no higher or loftier stage of prophethood, of Nabuwat and Risalat to reach or to complete after the coming of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, the roof, the zenith and the loftiest height has been attained by his finality. So there is no need for any prophet to succeed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for he is the declared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that he is therefore the completion, the culmination and the conclusion of all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no teaching, no practice, no message remains to be completed, which makes him as Khatamun Nabiyyin the bearer of the final, perfect, conclusive message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the whole of mankind, not to the Muslims alone. As Khatamun Nabiyyin, that means his prophethood extends to the whole of humanity. No previous Nabi and Rasul, no previous messenger came to the whole of humanity. The only one who came as a Rahmatul Lil Alameen, as Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, as Khatamun Nabiyyin, was Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus he is the final and conclusive bringer of the divine message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to entire humanity, not to the Muslims alone, and this rank and position remains with him until the end of time, until the coming of the day of Yawmul Qiyamah. He will not be succeeded. His message, what he brought, the deen which he brought, the religion which he brought, the Islam which he brought, the Quran which he brought, the Sunnah which he brought, the Sharia which he brought, can never be revised, can never be renewed, can never be altered and changed, can never be improved. until the day of Qiyamah. Khatam al-Nabiyyin also means that the deen of Islam has been completed and finalized in its perfect form, and no improvisations, no additions, no alterations need to be brought into this deen of Islam after the delivery of Islam by Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the use of the word Khatimun Nabiyyin. The seal has been set on the deen of Islam as the perfect and the complete teaching and practice. Islam is the perfect and complete teaching and practice, and there is no need for any change, alteration, improvisation at all. The coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was at the conclusion of the series of prophets that came to deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to their respective peoples, to their respective tribes, to their respective nations. And it is the culmination of the completion and perfection of all the divine messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only by him, but the messages delivered by all the Anbiya's and Rasuls, by all the messengers and prophets, that they were vested and placed in the teachings and practices of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who came at the end of the line with the completed and perfected deen of Islam on behalf of all the messengers and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each Nabi and Rasul came and did his piece, brought his piece. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam completed all the pieces that were put together of every Nabi and Rasul, and the perfection, that is why we use the word perfection, akmal and atmam. The word atmam means complete, and akmal means perfection. This is why the word akmal can only be applied to the teaching, to the Quran, to the Sunnah, to the Sharia of Sayyidina wa Nabiina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All along the line it is being developed, it is being built up. When it comes and reaches the final messenger of Allah, Khatimun Nabiyyin, then it means that the message is now complete and it has been concluded and perfected. That is why the deen of Islam is irreplaceable. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is irreplaceable. For any person to claim prophethood after him is an insult to the dignity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And remember also thereby what it means, what kind of finger is being pointed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying that there is a prophet that can come after him. Let's proceed further. Khatimun Nabiyyin also involves another additional but relevant meaning into its fold. That is the principle of that which comes at the end, that which comes in its finality, must also be present at the beginning and at the start. Let me give an example. When you have athletics, for example, any kind of race, then what happens is the person who comes out first at the end, who wins at the end, obviously he must be at the beginning as well. I mean, if he doesn't start off, then if he wins at the end, it will not be accepted. None of the judges will recognize such a person as a winner. You have to be at the commencement, on the line when the beginners, when the athletes start at the beginning, you have to be there at the starting line. Otherwise you will not be recognized. You can jump in from anywhere in the middle. Similarly with the chain of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the principle here is, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Khatimun Nabiyyin, understand the context now. If he is the Khatimun Nabiyyin, the one who ended the chain, the line of prophets, then he must be at the beginning as well. Now many of us will be wondering, how can this be possible? So that, therefore, we now have to look at the Quran and the Ahadith to establish this fact. Was he there at the beginning? when creation began, was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there at the beginning? For him to have come at the end, it is essential when it comes to Risalat that he should be there at the beginning as well. We have to establish that now. Khatamun Nabiyyin involves this principle that that which comes at the end must also be found at the beginning. Finality must also be present by him at the beginning, at the start. In the realm of the messengers and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this principle applies more strictly to the position and status of a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final, the most eminent, and the most distinguished person, and he is also the Sayyid, the chief, the Imam, the leader of all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he must be, very important, then he must be the personage who occupies this lofty and eminent position and status at the beginning as well. The one who is the Khatam, the final, must also be the Fatih. That means to say he must also be the opener and the starter. He must also be present at the beginning. When prophethood started, he must also be there and present. The Muntaha, meaning the one who ends and comes in the final line of prophethood. We call them the Muntaha in the Arabic language. So the Fatih is the opener, the starter. He must also be the Muntaha, the last comer. He must be, like he is supposed to be, the Mubda'a. Mubda'a is the starter, the starting line. That is known as Mubda'a. Then that beginner must also be the one who ends, the Muntaha. In the procession of prophets and the prophetic line of order has to be the same prophet. In athletics, as I mentioned, the one who starts is the only one who can win such a race. Similarly, here applies the same logic and the same principle that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to now examine the ahadith and try and see if he was there at the beginning of the line as well. We are firstly examining the finality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as he's been Khatamun Nabiyyin, and we shall thereafter look at his being there at the beginning as well in the procession of the prophets that came to guide mankind towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated as follows. I quote now from a hadith. He said, Inni Abdullah wa khatamun nabiyyin. Inni Abdullah wa khatamun nabiyyin. Aw kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am the servant of Allah, and I am the final messenger and prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith I've quoted is from Bayhaqi, from Hakim. It is narrated by the Sahabi Irbad bin Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This hadith makes it clear that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this hadith also establishes the fact that despite his high position and lofty honor and rank, he still remains a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Inni Abdullah. Look, first and foremost, I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want all of mankind to understand this. Inni Abdullah. And then only does he say, Wa khatamun nabiyyin. Look at the lofty position. I am the one who brought the series of prophets to a termination, to an end. I am the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which I am explaining to you here as Khatamun Nabiyyin. Yes, we will show he was at the beginning. We will show he was at the end. We will show how eminent, how noble, how lofty, how distinguished is the position of Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who himself regards himself as being Abdullah, the servant and the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, second hadith I'm quoting to you, is as follows. فَأَنَا صَدَدْتُ مَرْضَعُ الْلَبَنَ وَخُتِمَ بِالْبُنِيَّاتِ وَخُتِمَ بِالْرُسُلِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I was the last brick in the building structure of the prophets, and I was the last prophet in the line of prophets. Hear this again. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is describing the series of prophets as a building, as a structure, as an edifice. He says, I am the last brick in the structure. You know, when we put up a building, always there is the last brick that goes in. You ask the builders, they'll tell you where they put in the last brick. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, in this structure and the building of prophets, I am the last one to be placed in this building and the structure of the prophets. وَخَتَمَا بِهِ. And this structure came to an end with me. In other words, the series of prophets came to a finality, a termination and an end with Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith is quoted from Kanzul Ammar. This hadith further amplifies and establishes the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this hadith also proves that he was the last brick in the edifice of prophetic structure. That is to say, that he was the final and last messenger in the line of prophets. We also have to look to at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being there in the most eminent and distinguished messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the beginning and commencement of prophethood, preceding Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So obviously we have to look, there must have been a first brick that has been placed there as well. Let us now look from the ahadith. Was this first brick there also? And who was the first brick in this formation of the house or the building, the structure of Nabuwah? Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam stated, Kuntu nabiyan wal adamu bayna ruhi wal jasad. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I was proclaimed a prophet by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Adam was still between soul and body. When Adam alayhi salam had not yet come into life, when Allah had not put life, breathed life into Adam alayhi salam, he was still an earthly mold. At that time already Allah proclaimed that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kuntu nabiyan wal adamu bayna ruhi wal jasad. I was declared as a messenger of Allah when Adam alayhi salam, life had not been breathed into him. He was still between ruh and body. Between soul and body. At that time already I was proclaimed as the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we proceed further. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was declared a prophet by Allah ta'ala even before life was blessed to Adam alayhi salam at the dawn of creation. Thus, we can safely claim that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there as the first prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also there as the first prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also at the end of the line of prophets, thus meeting the condition of being first and last in the line of procession of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith is in Kanzul Ammal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, Ja'alani fatihan wa khatiman. Aw kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me to commence with and to end with prophethood. I commenced with prophethood and I brought prophethood to an end, to a termination. This hadith is in Khasais al-Kubra, quoted by Imam Qatada radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was informed at the start of the creation of man by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا ابنك أحمد هو الأول والآخر. This is your son Ahmad. Nabi Adam alayhi salam is being told soon after life has been breathed on into him. هذا ابنك أحمد. O Adam, look, this is your son Ahmad. هو الأول والآخر. He is going to be the first prophet and messenger, and he is also going to be the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unto mankind. So this is your son Ahmad, who will be last and final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith further establishes from Kanzul Ammal, established Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being there at the beginning and being there at the end as a messenger and prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He shall be the first prophet and also the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although he may have not appeared as the first and foremost prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are here considering him being appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the first and last messenger. The question may arise in our minds, maybe even a doubt may arise, but how come he can be the first messenger and the last messenger? Do understand it in the context in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking. He is declared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is the first messenger, who hada ibnuka Ahmad huwa al-awwalu wal-akhiru. He is the first messenger, my first messenger unto mankind, and he is the last messenger unto mankind. This is the declaration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this hadith of Kanzul Ammal. So we understand that he was there at the beginning, he was declared as such by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that all subsequent prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through the barakah, through the blessings of Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This establishes in our minds the dignity, the nobility, and the honor bestowed upon Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the beginning of time. This dignity he did not attain at the end of time, at the end of the line of the prophets. No, no. He had this dignity, this ennoblement from the commencement of the creation of mankind. And Nabi Adam alayhi salam was informed about it. So we go on further that he was the first prophet and also the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although he may have not appeared as the first and foremost messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are here considering him being appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the first and last messenger and prophet of Allah. And this informs us of the excellence, eminence, and lofty status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Added to this is the fact that every prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been blessed with the rank, with profile, with eminence, and with service through the extraordinary status, standing, and blessing of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please try and understand this. It is very important. It gives us an understanding of the position of Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will be also made clear to you as we proceed. This shall be explained a little further on in this talk. The chain of prophets started with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so every succeeding prophet that came, that followed him, and prophethood came to an end finally with Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another hadith, this process of the lofty eminence, nobility, spiritual preciousness, and extraordinary status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of being the blessed and most distinguished messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among all the messengers of Allah, in being the first and final prophet of Allah, is set out as follows. In the hadith it comes as follows. كنت أول النبيين في الخلق وَآخِرُهُمْ فِي الْبَعْثِ. I am the first among the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in entire creation, and I am also the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the procession of prophets. Hadith quoted from Dalail Abu Na'im. So hadith kitab Dalail Abu Na'im, indeed there is this hadith, كُنْتُ أَوَّلُ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي الْخَلْقِ. I am the first Nabi of Allah in entire creation. وَآخِرُهُمْ فِي الْبَعْثِ. And I am the final messenger of Allah sent for the guidance of mankind. This hadith further establishes the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was certainly the first and the last and final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the whole of mankind, in the whole chain of prophets, and this without a doubt. It also places a ground rule that the finalization of prophethood with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also meant closure to the continuity of prophets, for his coming at the end meant that the divine message that all the Nabis, all the Anbiyas and Rasuls had been conveying to their respective nations and tribes and peoples had been perfected and completed with the advent of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Understand this properly for those who fail to understand or do not grasp that Islam is the final, complete and perfect message and religion for the whole of mankind. Here it is, from this ahadith we understand. What does it mean to be Khatamun Nabiyin? It means final closure, perfection, completion. Nothing to be added, nothing to be subtracted. Thus the final messenger of Allah must also be the most blessed, the most noble, the most eminent among the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this distinguished role was rightfully granted to Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This also clearly establishes the fact that no prophet, no Nabi, no Rasul would succeed him, for the divine message was completed, it was perfected with his coming at the end of the line. We need to understand this very, very clearly, that this is the end and not. I remember saying on Friday, reminding the brothers, that one of the signs of Yawmul Qiyamah is that there will be claimants to prophethood, people who will come to claim that they are prophets and messengers towards the end of time. And amongst the Muslims, there will be many who will jump to accept such claimants to prophethood. Some of this will be the result of them performing what people will call miracles, but it will actually be sorcery and witchcraft and magic and all the rest of it. They will perform like Dajjal and others. 30 will precede Dajjal. And sadly enough, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith tells us, informs us, that there will be many in groups and groups Muslims who leave the fold of Islam in order to embrace these false claimants to prophethood. If you remember correctly, almost a century ago, one false claimant to prophethood by the name of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani claimed prophethood, and look at the following, he's got over 1 million followers from all over the world. The Aga Khanis also claim that their particular Aga Khan is equal to a prophet. So that is also a claim to prophecy. Try and find out and you will see how many followers he has. Runs into millions of followers that they have. Similarly, amongst the Shias, the Khomeinis also claim to receive divine revelation, wahi. They say, they claim that they are guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, receive guidance and revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they have been appointed to that position by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is also a claim to prophethood. And just look at the Shias and see how many followers they have. How many of them believe in the innocence? No, only Anbiyas, only the prophets and messengers of Allah can be innocent of all sin. How can any Khomeini claim to be sinless? Yet they claim to be sinless, free of all sin. So we need to recognize this and know that our iman, our aqaid is exposed. That is one of the reasons that I explain this all the time. Because there will be those who will jump to conclusions. As we go and our iman becomes weaker, ignorance begins to increase, so will happen. Maybe not in our time, but in the time of our children. Therefore, we need to keep explaining it to them. That look, no, after Khatamun Nabiyyin, no messenger, no prophet is going to come. Not all of them are going to claim to be prophets, but they will claim to have the attributes, the qualities, the sifat of the prophets. That is why I mentioned Aga Khan. That is why I mentioned the Khomeinis. These are the kinds of claims they will make, and they will grow. And when they receive followers, then one of the signs will be that the shayateen will make it possible for them to attain to great wealth, great position, great honor, great standing. The other thing is that the kuffar nations of the world will support them. They love to divide the Muslimin up, to create division amongst them, to create sects amongst them. So the kuffar nations will look upon this as plundering the Muslimin, and they will thrive on this time of sects that will come about and divisions that can be brought about in the fold of Islam. So beware of this particular thing. This is the message that we need to deliver in our subjects and our discussions, that there will be people who will advance this kind of theological discussion, Islamic discussion, theological argumentation, trying to prove that these people are equivalent to prophets. As I said, they may not claim, they may not say we are Nabis and Rasul, but the moment they claim they are sinless, or that they receive divine revelation, wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does it tell you? So that is what we need to guard. Let's proceed further now. What I am saying here is that for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be Khatamun Nabiyyin, he must also be Jame Kamalat. Understand this word. I mentioned this word earlier. Not only is Khatamun Nabiyyin the final messenger of Allah, the completer of the message of Allah, but he must also have within him all the finest human qualities, the most precious, excellent qualities, the most noble features must be embodied in that Nabi and Rasul who is going to be Khatamun Nabiyyin. So we have to judge, does Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have the most lofty, most eminent, most distinguished features, characteristics among all the Anbiya's and Rasul's, to be distinguished and to come as the final messenger of Allah? Does he embody, is he the embodiment of the most excellent qualities of all the Anbiya's and Rasul's? That is why he is Sayyidul Anbiya. That is why he is Imamul Anbiya. Let's examine that. He must be Jami' Kamalat. That is to say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be the embodiment of perfect qualities in every sense. He must also be Hatim Kamalat. That is to say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must not only be Hatim Nabiyyin, he must also be Hatim Kamalat. He must feature the most excellent, the most noble, and the final word in human qualities, in human duties, in human responsibilities. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must also be Fatih Kamalat. That he must also be the final word depicted in his personality and in his every word and deed, the finest in the whole of mankind, not only amongst all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in the entire mankind, he must characterize the most noble qualities and features. A close inspection of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows how all these requirements of being Khatamun Nabiyyin were fulfilled by Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All this by the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was Khatim-e-Kamalat. He was Fatih Kamalat. He was Muntaha Kamalat. He was Afzalul Kamalat. All these remarkable, inspiring and outstanding characteristics were the product of and by the blessings and virtues of excellence for being chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Khatamun Nabiyyin, the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to entire mankind. He was the only one among the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be a universal messenger who was thus selected and appointed by the rahmah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the whole of mankind, jinn kind, and to the whole of creation. They all acknowledged and accepted his risalat and khatm nubuwwat sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us now examine some of the unique and outstanding merits of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam being the Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the final messenger and prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will grant us a good understanding and appreciation of his uniqueness, of his highest qualities and most noble qualities. We are going to look at several features in his own words, through his own hadith, where he describes, through his sayings and ahadith, how he describes himself, that he was the closest to being the perfect in the whole of humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him, and this is why he came as Khatamun Nabiyyin, so that we understand what it means to be Khatamun Nabiyyin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadim min rijalikum, walakin Rasulullahi wa Khatamun Nabiyyin. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any men among you, but he is the final of all the prophets, messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which I said is in Surah Ahzab, 33rd Surah of the Quran, ayat number 40. This ayat, this verse makes it abundantly clear that Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last, the final, and the seal of the procession of prophets that were selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring guidance to mankind through divine revelation, wahi, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is also worth noting that the all-knowing, the all-wise Allah chose Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Khatamun Nabiyyin, and Allah has perfect wisdom. This was Allah's choice. I am saying to you, Allah's wisdom is absolutely perfect. So Allah's choice was also the correct choice. You and I need to understand that is the position and status of Sayyidina Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the chosen one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many were the glorious and prestigious messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who preceded Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but none of them were chosen as Khatamun Nabiyyin. Think about this. How many great noble messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came? Great messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, great services they rendered. We can think of so many. But of all of them, Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chosen by the perfect wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Khatamun Nabiyyin. Finish, klar, that is it. He's the last messenger, whole of mankind until Yawmul Qiyamah. All of you follow Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is no small thing. This is a very, very blessed selection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he was made the Khatamun Nabiyyin. Therefore the emphasis on this entire talk is on understanding the rank, the profile of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Khatamun Nabiyyin. We look at the ahadith to establish this. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, he said, إِن كُنْتُ اسْتَفَيْتَ آدَمَ فَكَدْ حَتَمْتَ بِكَ الْأَنْبِيَا وَمَا خَلَقْتُ خَلْقًا أَكْرَمُ مِنْكَ عَلَيَّ. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is how the translation is of this hadith. Jibreel alayhi salam stated to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on one occasion Jibreel alayhi salam came and he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, students will understand, we call it a hadith of Qudsi. This is a hadith that's been inspired to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel says, O Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has chosen Adam as Safiullah, the one who loves Allah, and that I, Allah, have selected you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the final messenger of Allah to bring the line of prophets to its conclusion. And I, Allah, have not created anyone in my entire creation more noble, more honorable, and more blessed than you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith is taken from Khazais al-Kubra, page 193 of volume 2. These are references that I give for students that listen in. They want to know what the sources are. Generally they phone me and ask me where I got this hadith from. So that is why I'm narrating it, so they will know. And in these kitabs they can look it up themselves. Look at the beauty of this saying of Jibreel alayhi salam, wherein how he positions the status of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah chose Adam alayhi salam as Safiullah, the one who loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah says that you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has been chosen to bring the line of prophets to its conclusion, that you is selected by Allah, have been selected by Allah as Khatamun Nabiyyin. And it is I, Allah, that have not created anyone in my entire creation more noble and more blessed, more honorable than you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You and I, does this convey to us the eminence, the nobility of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Does it strike us how important it is therefore to uphold his character, his sunnah, his ways? What high position and lofty position it is to be obedient to the sunnah and the sharia of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another major significance of being Khatamun Nabiyyin, final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to be the chief and leader of all the prophets. Like we say, Sayyidul Anbiya. To be the chief and leader, the imam of all the prophets, as well as being the first in line of prophets and being present in that role at the beginning. This reality is established in the Quran Majid as follows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes now for us, for you and for me. Yes, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was at the beginning of time, at the dawn of creation, a prophet and a messenger of Allah. He was selected, he was chosen, he was recognized. Allah appointed him at the beginning of time. Is there Quranic evidence? Come, let's look at this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا عَتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ قَالَ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ قَالَ أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِسْرِي قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ صدق الله العظيم. In the Quran Pak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, behold, Allah took the covenant from the messengers of Allah, from the prophets, saying to them, I give you a book and wisdom. Then comes to you a messenger confirming what is with you. Will you believe in him? And will you support him? Allah asked the messengers of Allah, do you all agree to accept this covenant and to make it binding upon you? All the messengers answered, they all replied unanimously, we most certainly agree, O Allah, we most certainly agree. In other words, we accept this covenant and we make it binding upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they all replied unanimously, we most certainly agree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said to them, then bear ye witness, and I am with you among the witnesses, that you all have taken this covenant as binding upon you, to believe in Him as the final messenger, and to render Him your full support. This ayat comes from Surah Al-Imran, third surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 81. This ayat, this verse of the Quran Majid, superbly establishes the allegiance and loyalty of each and every messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the dawn of creation, to accept, to believe, and to support Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever he appears. The fact that he appeared as the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not alter the significance of this pledge of allegiance, this covenant, or the content and substance of this undertaking and pledge and promise, but rather establishes the prominence and the status of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the eyes of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, as the leader of all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, all the messengers are gathered there. You will wonder how. Not physically. The soul is the embodiment of a human being. It is the soul that leaves the body, that continues to survive and to thrive. Allah created the soul first. The physical self, that will end. It will die. But the soul continues to live. So in the soul dimension of the world where Allah created all the souls, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the assembly of the Anbiyas. Allah assembled them all, commanded them, they all assembled. And in there, this is the announcement that was made, which I have now explained to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a vow, a covenant, a pledge of allegiance from all the messengers of Allah, that in your lifetime, if this messenger comes, then do you agree here and make a vow and a covenant that you will accept him, you will believe in him, and that you will render him support? And here it is. All of them said, Qalu bala, absolutely, most certainly, undoubtedly, we acknowledge that, O Allah, if he appears and comes in our lifetime, we will accept him, we will believe in him, and we will render him support. We will tell our people, all our people, to support him, accept him and believe in him. If he comes at that time, we will be with him. Now imagine, what is the surrendering? What is he trying to say to us? That is the eminence, the lofty presence, and the principle of him being the Imamul Anbiya, Sayyidul Anbiya. It is the blessing, the mercy, the position, the status, the ennoblement of Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there we need to understand this in that context which I have now explained to you. This ayat verse superbly established the allegiance and loyalty of each and every messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept, to believe, and to support Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever he appears. The fact that he appeared as the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not deter, does not detract, does not alter the significance of this pledge of allegiance and this covenant and the substance of this undertaking and promise, but rather establishes the prominence and the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. We have the account rendered by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when Nabi Isa alayhi salam will appear as a sign for mankind towards the end of time, when he will come down on the wings of the malaikas to the masjid in Damascus. He will declare at that time, Imam Mahdi will be getting ready to make the imamat. He will be standing in the front on the musalla to make the imamat. At that time, Nabi Isa alayhi salam will descend from the minar. He will come down the steps and then he will come into the masjid. A sound will be heard and the musallis will turn to see who is coming, and they will immediately recognize Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The Mahdi will recognize Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the messenger, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, that is coming at the end of time as a sign of the times. He is coming to his people to bring them onto the right path, to give them the true guidance of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, which he had given to them in the past. This is a sign of Qiyamah. Then Nabi Imam Mahdi will want to step back and allow Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to go in front, because he is a Nabi. Nabi Isa alayhi salam is a Nabi. Mahdi is only an Imam. So when he prepares to step back, Nabi Isa alayhi salam will go into the front stuff and say, no, you proceed, you make the Imam. I am now a follower of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I belong to the Ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You have standing there, you make the imamat and I will follow you. So that also tells us the position of Nabi, of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Here is the hadith coming up. I will quote you the hadith. The noble and elevated status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as Khatamun Nabiyyin is also illustrated in the account of his remarkable and miraculous journey of Mi'raj. As the Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, we have the account rendered by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when Nabi Isa alayhi salam will appear as a sign for mankind towards the end of time, Nabi Isa will declare that he is a follower of the Sunnah and Sharia of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The noble and elevated status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Khatim al-Nabiyyin is also illustrated in the account of his remarkable and miraculous journey of Mi'raj, when he performed imamat of all the Anbiya's and Rasul's gathered in the Masjid al-Aqsa, as stated in the hadith. The hadith states, Summa dakhaltu bayt al-muqaddasa fajumi'a lil-anbiya'a faqaddamani Jibra'il hatta amamtuhum. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then, on the journey of Mi'raj, when the Buraq led me and I entered Baytul Muqaddas Masjid, where all the prophets were assembled, Jibreel alayhi salam then placed me in the front so that I make imamat and lead the prayer for all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith is narrated by Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala in Nisa'i Sharif. This occasion also presents a lucid account of the noble status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, that of all the Anbiya's that were gathered there, Jibreel alayhi salam took him by the shoulders and led him to the front and said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has selected you to be the Imam of all the Anbiya's. That is why we say Imamul Anbiya or Sayyidul Anbiya. Every messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became a prophet during their lifetime, at the stage of 40 years or later, at the age of 40 years or later. But Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even before the creation of Adam alayhi salam. Let us understand this fact in its proper context. The creation of the ruh and the soul precedes the physical being creation of a person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the arwah, the souls of all human beings, at the dawn of creation, and summoned all the souls to a gathering to take a holy covenant from all of them. All the souls were created from the back of Nabi, from the loins of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, all the souls of mankind. from the beginning to the end were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then all the souls were called in the soul dimension by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the following covenant was taken. قال أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه متى وجبت لك النبوة يا رسول الله قال بين خلق آدم ونفق الروح فيه. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, he says he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when did you become the Rasul of Allah? When did you become the Messenger of Allah? Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to him, I became the Rasul of Allah, I became the Messenger of Allah in the time between the creation of Adam and the ruh and soul being brought to life by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fused into him and breathed into Adam alayhi salam. At that time, I became the Messenger of Allah, the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith is taken from Sadr Hakim, from Imam Bayhaqi and Imam Abu Naim. All these, rahmahumullah, are the narrators, the compilers of hadith kitabs. This hadith is taken from them. This hadith also proves that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the first and foremost messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the dawn of creation, and is thus the one after whom the chain of prophethood commenced. This also needs to be understood in its proper context as having a spiritual meaning in the elevated unseen but known dimension, the dimension of the souls, the soul kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the first messenger and the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the whole of mankind from the beginning of time to its end. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the reason for the creation, for the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here comes a hadith to establish this. فَلَوْلَا مُحَمَّدٌ مَا خَلَقْتُ عَادَمَ وَلَا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَا النَّارِ. In a hadith stated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hadith Qudsi coming up. Hadith which was inspired to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he is told that Allah says, if there was no Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I, Allah, would not have created Adam, nor would I, Allah, have created Jannah or Jahannam. Hadith comes from Mustadrak Hakim. The meaning of this hadith should be carefully understood. It is to stress the noble status and eminent position and standing, the lofty position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most eminent, noble, dignified and distinguished personality in the entire creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as such, his position and status is not only related to the human creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it extends to the entire rest of creations, the malaikas, angels, jinns, and everything else in the heavens and the earths, plants, animals, water, wind, earth, air, fire, etc. Everything. He is the Nabi and the Rasul unto the entire creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them greet him. All of them have greeted him. Remember the journey of Miraj? Going up to the first heaven, the angels of the doorway into the first heaven said, who is it that wants to come through? And when the Buraq, on the Buraq, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam introduced himself, they said, yes, we have been waiting for you, you can come through. So what I am saying to you is, his prophethood, his risalat is recognized by all. We also know that when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undertook a trading journey to Sham, to Syria, the monks came out of their monasteries and then suddenly they asked the Sahabas that were there who went to trade. They asked them, but who is that person there under the tree, lying down under the tree? Who is that? And they were told, he is the Messenger of Allah, he is the Rasul of Allah. They asked a few more questions in which they established that he was the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba asked him, but why are you asking this question? So they say, we observed from the top that as he was walking, we saw the plants and the trees bend and greeting him. This was said by the Christian monks at that time who observed that the plants were bending and greeting, making salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The monks also report that they noticed that there was no shadow of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't know this, this we learn from them. These Christian monks reported this. That is how the Sahabas established, and they came back and they told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam this fact. And he said yes, qualified it, and he said yes, the plants were bending, the branches were bending, the trees were bending and greeting me. That is how we come to know that he was a Nabi and Rasul, Khatamun Nabiyyin, where everything in the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything in the heavens and the earths, greeted him, recognized his risalat, his nabuwat. Here another major role of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam needs to be appreciated as well. As the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the divine revelations that had been received by the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for centuries have to also come to an end. And so also the finalization and perfection of the beliefs and the teachings and the practices of the true deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it was. All religions came to a termination, to an end, to completion, and to the finalization and perfection with the deen of Islam. You and I can never treasure the deen of Islam in that particular context. It has taken ages, centuries, millions of years to reach us. And we sit here as the Ummat Muhammadiyya ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam. Do we know what is our rank and our status? Someday we will discuss that and we will.